أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. We are still busy in Surah Yasin, and previously towards the end of the 22nd Supara, we heard when Allah had sent His two Rasuls to this people, to Ashabi Qarya, to invite them towards Allah, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and those people refused. Then one person from the other end of town who had brought Iman already properly, he came and he made their Nusrat, and he supported them, and he told the people that believe in these Rasuls, they are true, they are not asking you for anything in return, and they are guided. I have brought Iman and I know the truth of these people, so you people also follow them. Further in his encouragement he said, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. اور مجھ کو کیا ہوا کہ میں بندگی نہ کروں اس کی جس نے مجھ کو بنایا. And he said, how is it possible, how can I not worship that being who has created me, who brought me from non-existence into existence, who showed me all his qudrat in this world, his great kindness, his great mercies, who nourishes, sustains me, who sees to everything of mine. It is only he who sees to everything, and it is to him that I am going to return. So it's totally logical, I must only worship him. How can I worship anything? These idols who can't make a movement on their own, if they are lying down, they can't change their sides. Food is put in front of them, they can't eat it. Flies and mice eat that food, they can't stop them. Must I worship these idols? I can only worship that Allah who has created me and who looks after me, and return to Him. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ اور اسی کے طرف سب پھر جاؤ گے. And all will return to Allah Ta'ala. And then we have to account for all our deeds, for all his favors upon us. And what did we do with regard to those favors? That he had commanded us to worship him, what did we do with regard to that? And that he was so kind to us, how did we appreciate it? We will have to account. Nobody, na'uzu billah, will return to any idol or to the sun or to the moon or to anything. All will return only to Allah, and we have to account to him. So it's only right we worship him. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا بھلا میں پکرو اس کے سوا اوروں کو پوجنا کے. He says that, well, how can it ever be conceived? How can it be possible that I take any idols to worship the idols who are totally useless, who are carved out and made by their worshippers? Man makes the idols and then he makes his own God and then he worships his God. How can I be so stupid to do such a thing? إِن يُرِدْنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِذُرِّلْ لَا تُغْنِ عَنِّي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَ. اگر مجھ پر چاہے رحمان تکلیف تو کچھ کام نہ آئے مجھ کو ان کی سفارش اور نہ وہ مجھ کو چھوڑائے. And if Allah Ta'ala has decides to cause any harm to me, any illness, any difficulty, any problem, then these idols will not be able to save me in any way from that. They can't intercede for me, they can't take me out of those problems, they can do nothing for themselves. How can they ever do anything? He was giving da'wah to his people in this way to make them understand. What a clear and logical explanation he gave to them. Inni idal لَفِي ظَلَانِ مُبِين. تو میں بھٹکا رہوں سریح. And if I have to do that, leave Allah, and I worship anything besides Allah, I will be in total misguidance. All this he took it upon himself, saying about himself, but he was giving them da'wat. He was on this already, but he was giving them da'wat and making them understand the truth, and to be obedient to Allah and to have توحید, the oneness of Allah in perfection. انی آمنتو بربکم فاسمعون. میں یقین لایا تمہارے رب پر, مجھ سے سن لو. And then he said, open your ears and listen, I have brought iman on your Rabb. Yeah, also he gave this da'wat in a very effective way. He did not say my Rabb, he said your Rabb. Whenever a person says, I follow you, I also honor what you honor, then it's more acceptable to a person. So it, and Allah is their Rabb. So he said, Ya Rabb, Your Creator, Your Nourisher, Your Sustainer, I believe in Ya Rabb. So when I believe in Ya Rabb, what problem have you got? Then you also should accept. And also further he said, Fasma bi Rabbikum. That is the Rabb, the one who brings one into existence from non-existence. The one who sees to every need of a person, who nourishes, sustains a person, who does all the infrastructure that we have, everything, and the one that we are going to return. So it's only logical one must worship him, and he is your Rabb. I'm believing in your Rabb, so it should be more acceptable to you. But they did not accept. And according to some tafsirs, they killed him very mercilessly. They stoned him to death. They choked him to death. And according to one tafsir of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah raised him up to Jannah. Alive, Allah ta'ala took him away from here, and Allah raised him when they intended to kill him. Allah raised him, and Allah declared them, قِيلَتْ خُلِ الْجَنَّةِ حُكَمْ هُوَا چَلَا جَا بِحَشْتْ مَا Go, enter into Jannah. Yeah, it appears he had some difficulty, but Allah gave him this great honor, and there he entered into the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then still he had the concern of his people, so much of feeling he had for his people, and he said, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ كِسِي تَرَحْ مِرِ قَوْمْ مَعْلُومْ كَرْلِ That only if my people could have known what I'm enjoying now, what Allah has given me because of my iman, and I believed in Allah and I remained firm. If only my people knew, and they also should have followed suit. Bima ghafara li rabbi waj'alani min al-mukramin ke bakhsha mujhko mere rab ne aur kiya mujhko izzat walon mein, that Allah had forgiven me any shortcomings that I might have had in my amal, anything that I might have wrong, if they have done wrong, but I had this iman, Allah forgave me all my wrongs. And what great honor and respect he has given me in Jannat, what enjoyments, if only my people knew. This is how a da'i has got feelings for his people, and even when he's away from them, he's making dua for them and wishing that everyone must get this great favors and great mercies of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.